Often we do the rash activity and then we press the pause button. So how can we do that before? There is, if we observe our own life, we can find that there are certain situations, not exactly the same situation, but certain patterns of situations when we tend to explode. So if we introspect, we can observe which are the kind of situations and then anticipate them in future. Just like, say, if we are going on a road and we know that there is a speed breaker ahead. So then, if we are going at a high speed, at that time we slow down because we don't want a bump, because we know there is a speed breaker over there. So when we know that the speed breaker is there, we'll slow down at that time, and that way the bump will be less. So like that, if we can observe ourselves, then we can learn which are the situations in which I tend to get provoked. And in general, if we see the mind, it's not that it attacks us with an unlimited variety of new weapons. It is basically we all have certain weaknesses, and the mind attacks us in those same weaknesses. So if we can observe those situations, and then when we start recognizing, okay, now things are going in that direction. So at that time itself, slow down. Okay, now I have come into the speed breaker. That, okay, now let me slow down the vehicle. So sometimes it may appear, no, there are so many things to do, I cannot slow down, I have to deal with this. But actually, even if we are in a hurry, if I go fast on a speed breaker, I may bump and I may hurt myself, I may damage the vehicle, that will make things worse. So as soon as we start recognizing, okay, this is a situation where it's possible that I may explode. So just before that only slow down. Before that only slow down. And that way we can preempt those situations. So that's the first point, that we observe ourselves and observe which are the pressure situations for us and try to prevent rushing headlong into those situations. So say if we tend to have an argument with someone, if we tend to have quarrels with someone, then as soon as the quarrel starts heating up, we say, no, I'll not talk about this, let's stop this, we'll talk some other time. The other person may not agree, the other person may still be shouting, but if we just retreat, then at that time, a quarrel also requires two people. If one person just goes out, the other person may think I won the war, but it's like, there was no enemy only. So what is the victory? At that time, it helps a lot in minimizing the tension. Similarly, if we find that the pressure is becoming too much, it's best to avoid it. And it's not, we shouldn't see it as necessarily a weakness. Now, all of us have different vulnerabilities. All of us are finite human beings. All of us have our weaknesses. So let's like say some people are introverts. They just can't be around too many people for too long. Now that's just their need. It's not that they dislike people. It's not that they are people haters. But if that's their need, then they have to be given that room. And once they're given that room, they will be able to work properly. So like that, whatever is our, say, psychophysical need to be able to function maturely, we shouldn't feel ashamed to give ourselves that need. By which? Because that is what enables us to function properly. And then another thing which we could do is that whatever it is that we want to use as a pause button, say, if there is some activity in bhakti which we like to do, say we like to sing some kirtan, we like to recite some verses, then we try to do it as much as possible. By that, our mind will become attached to that. The mind is always looking for pleasure. So if it finds some source of pleasure within the realm of Krishna bhakti, then the mind will habitually go towards that. And then, because the mind's thoughts are to go towards that habitually, so even when we start getting agitated, it is the chances of our being able to connect with the pause button that will increase if we have developed an attachment for that. So whatever gives us taste, we don't just use it as a pause button, but we actually take shelter of it more and more, develop attachment to it. And then we'll be able to, at that time, take shelter of it better. So this is actually, there is a lot of room for individuality in bhakti. Individuality means that the process of bhakti is standard, but within that, how I apply it in my life, there is individuality for that. And we can use our creativity. Okay, what can I do? How can I remember Krishna? What can I do to by which in the early days of the movement, when the devotees started following the regulative principles, at that time, in the early days when the devotees came, the hippies, you know, their only regulative principle was to break all regulative principles. So, when they started following the four regulative principles, it was very difficult for them. So, when they would see temptation all around, they would get agitated. So, they had developed a formula. What they would do is, at that time, deity worship and all this was not so well understood. But Prabhupada had introduced Jagannath. No? So the devotees would wear Jagannath Christians wear a cross. So they would wear Jagannath around their neck. And whenever they would see some temptation, you know, whether it is drugs or whether it is some beautiful person or whatever, Jagannath Swami, Naina Patagami, Bhavantu. Oh, Jagannath, please become visible to my eyes. They would pray to Krishna. So there was that sweet, innocent devotion that they had. And by the way, they dealt with the temptation. So we can find out what is the way in which we can connect with Krishna and thereby resist the emotional pushes that come from within when we are getting into pressure situations. Does it answer your question?
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.